Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. We got some great stuff for you in this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned, because here we go. Hey there, anybody wondering where I was tonight? If you were getting a little concerned, I'm late getting the show up and loaded today, but I'm glad that I can be here with you on the program. Had some things that I had to take care of, and we're getting the show up on Blog Talk Radio a little bit later than normal, but fear not, because I am here today on the program. We will take a look at our Sunday Mass readings, which is the third Sunday of Advent. This is what they sometimes call Rejoice Sunday, or Gaudete Sunday in Latin. This is the third Sunday of Advent. It's a sign that the Lord is near. Hang in there a little while longer, because he is on his way. That's what we're going to talk about on today's program. And in addition, I have a little meditation that I'll be reading that kind of feeds into that theory, that concept that the Lord is near. Really glad to be back here with you on the program today. I got to tell you, I've got an interesting beverage du jour. See if you can figure this one out. You're never going to get this. Pineapple Fanta. Now, I don't know if you like pineapple soda, but I do. I love the taste. I like pineapple anything. It's one of my favorites. But they now have Pineapple Fanta, and it's really good. So that's the beverage du jour. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you got a good beverage, a good snack, and you're ready to get started. We're going to talk about Jesus for the next 30 minutes. I want to say thank you for the response that I got when I mentioned about my Amazon store. And again, I'll mention it again, especially since this is the Christmas season. I may have been doing this a little bit too late, but if you still need to purchase anything from Amazon, you could greatly help my apostolate by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Amazon link on the right-hand side of any of the pages of my website, followingthetruth.com. That'll take you into Amazon.com, but it'll flag you as coming from my website. What that means is that anything you purchase from Amazon results in a small commission for me. So therefore, even though you get the same sale prices that you always would get, just the fact that you go through my website helps me. It helps keep the show on the air, and it helps keep my full-time ministry going. So I'm going to thank you in advance for maybe bookmarking that followingthetruth.com in the future, and just remembering that anytime you need to go to Amazon, if you're going to shop there anyway, you would really help me by doing that. And again, it doesn't cost you anything extra, but it helps me greatly. The other thing is, please keep in mind Mystic Monk Coffee, one of my sponsors. Anything you purchase from them helps me as well. And these are good Carmelite monks. They're based in Wyoming. They have great coffee. It's a good product. I wouldn't endorse it if it wasn't a good product. And you help me by going to their site from my website. So again, you look for that Amazon link, you look for the Mystic Monk link. Anytime you go in through my website, that results in a commission for me, and I'm very much appreciative. And if possible, I would also like to ask you for your continued donations to keep this program going. And really, the full-time ministry, praise God, I'll be celebrating 4 years of full-time ministry on January. I could not do it without your support. So the PayPal donations that you give me each month, those of you who are monthly donors, that is huge. It really is, and I'm so grateful. And I would ask anybody who likes the show and who maybe hasn't donated and you're able to do so, that's going to keep me on the air. So I'm very, very thankful for anything you're able to do, as well as your prayers. And to make those donations, what you would do is go to followingthetruth.com and go to the donate page. You can either become a monthly sponsor, and I really do need some new monthly sponsors, or you can make a one-time donation. But again, you are in my prayers. I'm so grateful for your support, and I'm thankful to be here. I'm just blessed to be able to do this program, and I hope you enjoy it as well. We do it every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. We are now in our sixth year, believe it or not, of doing this program. I started the show before I even was in full-time ministry. Never envisioned it to last for so long. Never envisioned us to go to five nights a week. I think the five-night-a-week, 30-minute format works best for me. It works best for you, according to the responses I get. 30 minutes, that's it. You can hear Scripture. You can hear the Lord speak through Scripture. We do our Lenten retreat. We do our Advent retreat. We do total consecration. And I'm happy to do it. I plan, God willing, to be here for a long time to come. So I thank you for your support. Any questions, as always, you can email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's pray. Let's pray. We'll do our standard prayer first, then we'll do our St. Andrew Novena as we continue this practice during the Advent season. And then after that, we will launch right into the show. We've got some great Mass readings. We'll be looking at the Sunday Mass reading, the Mass readings for the third Sunday of Advent. Let's do St. Andrew now. Let's do our prayers first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day. We're very grateful for the many blessings that you have given to us in our lives. We're grateful for the blessing of your Son, Jesus. We're grateful for the fact that we can practice our faith freely. We ask you to help us as we continue to progress through Advent, even though Advent is rapidly flying by. We ask for your help to be able to continue to grow closer to you through your Son, Jesus, and the help of the Holy Spirit. We ask you, Father, to help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling in any way. Father, please help us to grant us the grace that we need to be able to leave our sins behind and grow closer to you. We ask that you help those who are struggling financially, those who might be living in poverty, and those who are dealing with any kind of an extreme weather condition as well. We present to you also our own personal needs and problems. We ask you to handle them for us. I ask you to speak through me on the program today and to please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And now we begin our St. Andrew Novena, and we'll pray this 15 times. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem, in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem, in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, there you go. There's another day down with our St. Andrew Novena. Man, it is hard to believe that 2 weeks from tonight is Christmas. Hard to believe, isn't it? That's the amazing thing about Advent. The Advent season goes by so fast, and that's why we want to make the best use of our time. We want to capture every day. We want to make the most of every day that it's given because it flies by. So with that in mind, let's continue with our retreat. We've got 2 more weeks left. And then after Christmas, we're not going to rush right out of the Christmas season. We're still going to talk about some of these things because we don't want to leave Christmas the day after Christmas. There is still a Christmas season to focus on. And then eventually what I'll do in January is get back to regular daily themes for this program. Some of them may be the same as in the past. Some may not. You guys know the way I roll. I'm not quite sure up until the minute that it's about time to there's something to happen. Unless, of course, the Holy Spirit lets me know in advance, but I'm not sure. We're going to do whatever works good, but I do know that we will continue to read the daily Mass readings on this show to make sure that you get a taste of God's written word each day. And also, I like to use the daily Mass readings because I like to let the church lead us through the Bible. It's been working for so many years now, I'm going to keep doing it. But I thank you for tuning in today. And I want to look at these Sunday Mass readings. Go take a sip of my beverage first. Wow, that was an extended sip, but it was really good. Man, I just love that stuff. Pineapple soda, yum. Okay, Sunday of the third Sunday of Advent. And at the beginning of the program, I read the entrance antiphon, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. This is Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. Great message. When I go out and give my talks, this is always one of the passages that I include because it's a reminder of the way we should live our lives, especially if we're anxious. When we're anxious, we should always focus on our Lord and make sure that we pray to him and rejoice for the many things that he has given us. So let's take a look at the readings for Sunday of the third week of Advent. First reading is from the book of Zephaniah. That's one we don't hear from too much. Chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies, the King of Israel. The Lord is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. As we grow closer to the celebration of Christmas, the church focuses on this anticipation that the Lord is near. Really, that's a message that you need to think about every day. And I think when we feel lonely, when we feel maybe we're all alone, maybe we don't have any help, maybe we're facing some situation and we feel like we're in it by ourselves. This kind of a verse is powerful because it helps us to remember that we are never alone. We are never alone. The Lord is near no matter where we go, no matter what we do. The Lord is by our side and willing to help us. And that's the type of message that I personally think that we need to hear every day, because we could easily forget it. We could easily forget that the Lord is with us. So as you get prepared to welcome the Lord more closely, more deeply into your life at Christmas time, get excited. Because if you put the time in, and you're doing that when you participate in this retreat, I mean, there will be a benefit to doing that. As you participate in this retreat, as you make this effort to get closer to the Lord, you know what's going to happen. You know that you will benefit from doing this. So if I spend the time trying to get closer to Christ, you know he's not going to let you down. So you can get excited. You can get excited knowing that you will be closer to him if you put the time in. So rejoice because he is near, and because he is going to become, or you are going to become closer to him. And you're doing it. We're doing this retreat. It will bear fruit. I know it will. And you should just get excited about that. Responsorial for Psalm. This time it's an interesting one because it's not from the book of Psalms. This is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 12. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of God, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. And you know, if you're wondering what it is that you should be rejoicing about, and we all get that way at times when our problems get the best of us and we don't know how to react, we start to feel overwhelmed. What we need to remember is the fact that the Lord is with us. Definitely something to rejoice about. And we can certainly get closer to him as we're trying to do during this Advent retreat, but know that he is always there. It's a matter of awareness. It's a matter of me doing what I have to do to grow closer to him, but he is always right beside me. He's doing his part. Now, I just have to make sure that I do my part. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7, this is the full passage that I use when I go out and talk about overcoming anxiety. It's our second reading today. Enjoy this one, because this is as good as it gets, especially when it comes to anxiety. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That is an amazing reading, I'll tell you what. Rejoice in the Lord always. And one of the things that I like about this is the way that Paul presents this message. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And you can almost feel him anticipating the fact that we would be hesitant to say, well, I can't rejoice because I've got problems. And he counters that by saying, I shall say it again, rejoice. In other words, he's getting our attention. And when you remember that all of the words in sacred scripture are inspired by God, it helps us to realize that God understands that we are sometimes going to discount this message, that we are not going to pay attention as much as we should. If I've got major problems, God knows that there will be times when I will say, well, you know what? I don't feel like rejoicing. Therefore, he inspired Paul to say, again, I shall say, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. the Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all. Now, see, this is the reminder to us to not be anxious. But in everything, here's what you do instead of being anxious. By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. In other words, let God know your problems, your needs. Don't be anxious about them. Present them to the Lord. And what happens? Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The first fruit of that prayer will be peace. So when you pray about your problems instead of worrying about them, you do something constructive. And as a result, you're able to experience peace. This is a great recipe for overcoming anxiety. Or it's more like maybe a roadmap or a set of directions for how to handle the stress in your life. This is what you should do. You should pray about it, and ultimately you will feel peaceful. Now, the gospel is from Luke 3, verses 10 through 18. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized. And they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone. And be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water. But one mightier than I is coming, and I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Lord is at hand. The Lord wants to become more involved in your life. And again, I'm going to reiterate what I just said a few minutes ago, that if you're making an effort to grow closer to him, you should get excited. You should be waiting with expectation because you know what's going to happen. This is a prayer, and these are actions that will not go unrewarded or unanswered. If I make an attempt to grow closer to the Lord and I ask him to reveal himself more deeply to me, to become more intimately involved in my life, if I give him that permission, you can believe that it's going to happen. He's definitely going to respond to that because that's what he wants. A lot of times we're confused. Is my request really in line with God's will? But when it's something like this, when it's something about growing closer to him, you can believe that he's on board, and it's going to happen. So get excited. Let's take a look at this meditation from the book, Meditations from Advent to Lent, and this one ties into this theme of rejoicing. Think of St. Paul, who though a prisoner at Rome, and I like to point that out when I give my talks about this passage, that Paul was indeed a prisoner when he wrote this letter to the Philippians. He's a prisoner, and he's filled with joy in the Lord as he writes the words addressed not only to the Philippians, but to ourselves as well. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Today's petition, that I may better understand the spiritual joy about which St. Paul tells me, and that I may have it. Wouldn't it be great to have that kind of joy? Well, it is possible. With good psychology, Mother Church has interrupted the rather somber tone of the Advent Sunday Masses with the cry, "Rejoice in the Lord always," making it the entrance song of Laetare Sunday, the Sunday of rejoicing. And the reason which she gives in the words of St. Paul is that the Lord is near. The joy which St. Paul recommends to me is not mere pleasure. This is not something I can go out and buy like Christmas gifts. It is a spiritual joy. It is a gift of God. It is something which the Roman jailers could not take from their prisoner. It is that joy which I think of in the Litany of Our Lady, "Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us." Yet as I think of this calm and spiritual joy, which should be filling my soul now with Christmas drawing near, I may feel that it's not my situation at all. It may seem to me that I myself am just as rushed and distracted during these days as the people running down at the last minute to buy their Christmas gifts. Just at this season, so many things crowd in upon me. The Christmas play, for instance, the tests before the vacation, the social events over which I have to exercise some moderating care, the paper which must be read before a convention or a conference to be held as soon as a vacation starts. All these things seem to make my Advent a hectic time. Where is that calm and peaceful joy which the Advent of Christmas should bring to me? Now remember, the authors of this book are both in the religious life. One's a priest, one's a sister, and they are educators. They work with students. So understand some of their reflections are based upon that. But certainly every one of us can feel the pressure of the upcoming Christmas season. We blow by Advent and we're focused on Christmas and all of the responsibilities. So we can feel that pressure. And sometimes we can miss out on that joy. The important thing to note is the phrase, it seems. Once again, it's the old relationship of my work and my perfection, my apostolate and my own perfection. How often must I continue to tell myself that my perfection lies precisely in bringing Christ to these others during this Advent, that this play, this group of students, must contribute not only to the building up of his kingdom, but also to my ever-increasing love for him, and to my own peace and happiness of mind. I must realize that my Advent preparation must include all these distracting items. Far from removing me from the service of God, they contribute to it. Through them, I exercise the apostolate which God has given me. Through these means, I bring him to others. These very things should make Advent mean more to me and to all these others who I shall be able to influence. Seen in this way, my life may be a race, all right, but it's no mere rat race. After all, St. Paul told me how I should run this race. Let me always recall the Advent of Our Lady and note how she went about the humble duties of her household, quietly and peacefully. When suddenly there was an unexpected and hard journey to make, when her advent was interrupted more than mine will ever be, Mary made those adverse circumstances part of her advent. How efficiently she turned it all into that glorious service of God to which she was so completely and always devoted. I think that's a good reminder for us about how the Blessed Mother's plans were certainly interrupted when she became pregnant with Jesus. And in the same way, we have to somehow let these the various interruptions that occur on a regular basis in our lives, let them lead us to the Lord, because he allows them to happen. And that's the problem for many of us. I as an anxious person by nature, there is a certain sense of being a controlling individual that I have. I like to control things, and that's one of the reasons that we begin to worry. It's because of the fact that we're concerned. We want to control everything around us. We want to control what we can control. We want to control the things that we can't control. And that's where the worry comes in, because there are things in life that are absolutely uncontrollable. So during this Advent season, this is a great time to pray for the grace to be able to accept whatever happens to us, even if it's unpleasant, even if it's something that we are not especially fond of. And we can do that. This is a learning experience, and we could let the Lord control our lives a little bit more. We can submit to his will, and one of the best ways to do that is to accept the unpleasant things that happen to you. Not easy, but something to work at. Definitely we want to leave tonight the program. We're just about out of time. Want to leave you with the instruction to rejoice, because the Lord wants to be an intimate part of your life. He wants to grow close to you. Remember that we are all a work in progress. This is not going to happen overnight. We need to work at this, and with his help, we're going to get there. We just want to get a little bit closer to him every day. I do hope you have a wonderful weekend, and God willing, I'm going to be back here on Monday night, so I hope you'll be able to join me as well. Until then, remember that I'll be praying for you. God bless you, and see you soon.